Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A few moments ago, you heard 24 or so of the most attractive words ever spoken. Those words have been spoken and printed in over 2,000 different languages. They were likely first spoken in Aramaic and then printed in Greek and after that in Latin and in a variety of tongues spoken around the ancient world. Many of the earliest languages are now forgotten except by a rather small number of Bible scholars, but that message in that little paragraph lives as brightfully and hopefully as when it was first spoken. I want to read those words again. We've heard them a couple of times already this morning, but I want you to think about them as I read them, because we've probably heard them so often that they never, well, that they no longer really strike us by their sheer beauty and incredible promise. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Those words, of course, were originally spoken by Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ, the Son of God. And only Matthew records these words. And they appear to be something of a conclusion to a rather strong sermon that he had just preached. And the event that prompted this sermon was John the Baptist's disciples, who came with the hope that Jesus would confirm that he was the long-awaited Messiah, the one who would come and give them hope. They came with a question from John. He said, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And Jesus answered by referring to the prophet Isaiah, who described the work that would characterize the Messiah. He said, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them." After he said that, Matthew records how Jesus denounces the cities where most of his mighty works had been done because they did not repent, Matthew says. Because they stubbornly refused to see what was plainly before them, they weren't able to receive the rest that Jesus came to give. But then after speaking those harsh words, it's as if he looked around at the assembled crowd and saw that there were at least two groups of people. Some of them were people in power and influence who ought to have been the first to accept him, but who instead were trying to frustrate his ministry. This is the group of people that Jesus was rebuking. These are the people who had embraced the law as the path to God, the way to find rest. Mark Moore was an author. He says it this way. He said, "These Jews did not consider the law cruel slavery, but a gift. It proved that they were God's special people. Therefore, the yoke of the law was not abject oppression, but voluntarily placing oneself under the direct rule of God and working for him. But the Pharisees added so many rules to God's law that it did become a terrible burden. But Jesus frees us from all that by inviting us to be yoked with him." The yoke of Jesus, as understood by Matthew, was not one of fidelity to a code, but of dedication to a person. Jesus is God's gift of rest for sinful people. God's law shows that there is clearly no way to live up to its demands, and therefore we need his forgiveness. But the people who embraced the law as God's path of salvation increased its burden by adding more and more laws, thinking that what the people really needed was more self-discipline. And when these people heard Jesus speak of forgiveness, they saw him as a threat. He rejected their man-made path to God. And of these people, Jesus said, "Woe to you lawyers also, for you load people with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers." But there was another group of people that Jesus saw, people who were listening and taking to heart what he was saying. And as Jesus looked at them, his heart broke. These people looked to their religious leaders for hope, hoping to know that, to know this God who describes himself as the Lord, a good, a God more merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Like Solomon, they wanted to proclaim the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. But all they received from those who were supposed to teach them to cling to, the Lord who is good to all and whose mercy is over all that he has made, all they received were more demands and more reasons to fear God rather than love him. It was these people who, when they heard Jesus, began to hope against all hope that perhaps this teacher from Nazareth, this Jesus, might be the one who could actually make a difference. And it was to them that Jesus said, "Come to me. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens." And the people heard a hopeful word, a kind and embracing word. And yet change is hard. Following this Jesus meant going all in. It meant turning away from all that they had been told for generations by the men God had put in positions of authority. The promise was amazing. Maybe so amazing as to be unbelievable. My family on my mother's side were first generation immigrants. My mom's father emigrated from Sweden in the late 1800s. And I often wonder what was happening in Sweden that caused my family to leave everything that was comfortable and predictable, to get on a boat knowing that it would be very likely the last time that they would see most of their family. Imagine what it must have taken for those who came to America and settled this land and then ended up moving and settling the Western United States, to actually to pull up everything that they knew, to pull up roots and go, to persuaded to sell everything they had that couldn't be packed into a wagon and head off into the unknown. I don't know, was it the siren call of land speculators and others who made a living getting people out into the Wild West so convincing that they just couldn't resist it? Well, maybe for some. But I think there was something else that compelled people to make such a hard decision. Life had become too painful not to change. Change is hard. But when the pain of not changing gets bigger than the fear of what might be an even worse life makes people respond. And that, I believe, is what made the people who heard Jesus sit up and listen. The despair that came from the realization that they couldn't live up to the demands of law that their religious leaders preached made them hungry for hope. In the nearly 2,000 years since Jesus first spoke those words, billions of people have read them or heard them preached and have taken hope. Let's be honest. Life is hard. Life is wearisome. It's full of burdens, not just a backpack full of books. Worries of a struggling economy. Fears of the cancer coming back with a vengeance. We see burdens of divorce, which affect not just former spouses, but children, extended family, and friends alike. We worry about job security, and what that might mean for our families and livelihood. We have children who are transforming or transitioning into becoming caretakers, or parents who are becoming dependents. We have individuals suffering silently and alone through fits of anxiety and depression, and loneliness. We face these and countless other struggles day in and day out, and we look for relief. Some days we wish we could just leave it all behind. Start fresh. Look for a new life, a life free of these burdens. And to you and to me today, our Lord Jesus offers that to us freely. But lest we take this out of context, Jesus isn't saying that coming to him will make life rosy and bright. He isn't the charlatan on TV who says, "Send me your donation and I'll pray such a powerful prayer for you that whatever it is you're afraid of will go away." No. He has a much better gift and a much greater rest than anything the world can give. "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The labor and the heavy burden Jesus is talking about was the message that you must earn God's love if you're going to have any chance for peace beyond this life. In verse 27 of our gospel, Jesus said, "No one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You want to know God? You want to be in his presence? You want rest? Well, no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. So come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Quit wearing yourself out trying to earn salvation, trying to find peace in any other place. Stop wearing yourself out with a false notion that you can make yourself better. Stop struggling with the yoke of the law, but take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Not from Moses or the prophets, not from the rabbis or the priests. You don't need them. You need me. I'm all you need, Jesus said. But Jesus didn't just say it. He delivered it. Jesus' yoke is easy for us because he was willing to bear the yoke of the sins of the whole world, willing to bear every one of your sins and every one of my sins. You know, there's no one more qualified to lift burdens than the one who once carried them. And there's no one who cares more about the suffering sinner than the one who suffered and died for all sin. And there's no one who cares more about the dying than the one who died and rose again so that he might give to you and to me, who were once dead in our trespasses and sins, life. Real life. Eternal life. Jesus' yoke is easy for us. It was difficult for him, but impossible for us. And so he gives us what we need the most: forgiveness. And he gives it freely. That's grace. And he gives us rest. Rest in him, because the work was finished on that dark Good Friday. And now we have everything we need. And we have the greatest message to share with others. Others who also need the rest that he has to give. Amen.